Manu Patra alerts dated the 22nd of August 2017. Supreme Court has held the Muslim practice of triple talaq unconstitutional and struck it down by 3-2 majority. Justice Nariman, Lalit and Kurian has declared triple talaq as unconstitutional and has opposed the views of Justice Nazir and CJI Keher. Supreme Court has said that triple talaq violates the fundamental right of Muslim women as it irrevocably ends marriage. Supreme Court has upheld the practice of triple talaq and has asked Union Government to bring legislation. The court has also stopped the practice till the Parliament makes law on it. Supreme Court has said that no meaningful dialogue is possible in Jammu and Kashmir unless violence stops in the valley. Supreme Court has said that it cannot pass general orders for search and probe into missing articles or artifacts of museums across the country. Supreme Court has asked an NGO, which has alleged serious irregularities in purchase or hiring of 111 aircraft for Air India in 2005 to 2006, to give short submissions on these aspects which, it has claimed, were not probed by the CBI. Supreme Court has asked centre and states how were they monitoring the implementation and hygiene of midday meal schemes in government schools across the country. Supreme Court has expressed its displeasure over Central Bureau of Investigation not completing investigations in coal block allocation scam cases. Delhi High Court has said that it will seek implementation of recommendations of a panel set up by it to look into excess fees charged by private schools here on the pretext of implementing sixth pay commission. Delhi High Court, while disposing of a lawyer's plea seeking toilets, drinking water and dustbins at all metro stations in Delhi, has said that a commuter on the metro does not have a right to free drinking water. Delhi High has today sought response of centre and police on a plea seeking a court-monitored CBI-SIT probe into alleged illegalities in National Eligibility Entrance Test held in 2016 for admitting students in post-graduate medical courses. Gujarat High Court has expressed dismay at the state of roads in city of Ahmedabad and granted Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation 4 weeks' time to come up with a vigilance inquiry report on contracts and work orders over the damage sustained by city roads. Gujarat High Court has issued notice to Election Commission and the winners of the 8th of August Rajya Sabha polls in state following a petition seeking to cancel the election of Congress heavyweight Ahmed Patel. Bombay High Court has said that it would not issue guidelines on GAU rackshacks stating that it was the duty of state government to do so. Bombay High Court has directed state government to provide Maharashtra National Law University with proper infrastructure within 2 weeks. Madhya Pradesh High Court has directed state government to disburse within 6 weeks the compensation amount to a woman who lost 4 of her family members in 1984 riots. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, has clarified that license fee, lease charge, royalty etc. paid to government for assigning right to use natural resources are subject to goods and services tax, GST, under reverse charge. Central government has notified revised form number 29B for computation of booked profits of company for purpose of minimum alternate tax, MAT. Covered under Section 115 Jubilee of Income Tax Act.